Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. Good morning, I'm Brady Safranik. This is Community Speaks. Community Speaks is being brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Stop into The Prescription Shop, where they are so much more than just prescription medication. And joining me this morning, Dave Simonson with JoCo First. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Brady.
Well, we're going to talk about a few different things here this morning, including, I know the last time or last couple times you were here, we've been talking about the tech park, and you were talking about trying to get, about $1 million to keep that thing rolling. Where are we at on that?
Yeah, we were awarded last spring $1 million by the SLIB in the Wyoming Business Council, and the original price was $2.8 million, and this is a city project. This is a city grant application to the Business Council, but obviously as the economic development arm, we support the project and support the city's pursuing the project as well. Through some engineering and value engineering, they went to bid, and the bids came in very favorable. We needed between $800 and $1 million instead of the $1.8 additional, and so that was the request. It was an $800,000 request to the Business Council Board. They met in Cody last week, and the board recommended the project for 90% of the $800,000, so $720,000. So our next step in that process is then going before the SLIB board, the five top elected officials in the state, and that will take place on October 4th. We will be the mayor and others will be going down to fight for that funding to be formalized and approved by the SLIB board members.
So technically you don't have that money yet?
We technically do not have the money yet. We are recommended, which is good because the staff did not recommend the project. And so to get the recommendation from the board took a little doing, a little maneuvering.
That's why they pay you the big bucks.
Well, it wasn't just me, but we were able to get it done. And that's we had... six of us that went over Tom Knapp, the mayor, Randy Dias, who is running for mayor and who is the vice chair for JoCo, Councilman Lawrence and Councilman Manson all went over, and myself. We went over to fight for the project, and we were able to get, like I said, recommended, and that's a huge step forward. And then we're now setting up meetings with those top elected officials prior to the 4th to build our case. And then, again, we'll do our presentations at the SLIB meeting on the 4th down in Cheyenne with the hopes that they'll give us the approval. We would love to be approved at minimum for the 720, but we would, you know, we're going to go down and fight for the full 800,000 that we originally requested, I think. So
if they approve it, then it's yours?
Then it's ours, and we're able to proceed. We have, like I said, very favorable bids. Barnum Construction, the city has accepted their initial bids on the $1 million component, and then they provided bids on the rest of the project, and that would... be what we would be funding so that we could get some build ready lots out there and then begin marketing that project to business or businesses.
And so when you say you were going for 800 and they recommended approval at 720, do they think the project can get done for that amount then, or is that all they want to give you?
No, since we were not recommended by staff, I think that was one of the board members, and I'm going to draw a blank on his name. His first name is Ron, but and I apologize to Ron for I am totally drawing a blank right now on his last name. But he made the motion, and I think it was a motion that he felt had a chance to pass since we were not recommended to begin with. And so They did ask us if we would accept $720,000, and the mayor stood up and said, yes, we absolutely would, because it's better than nothing. And we knew that that gave us the ability to go down to Cheyenne and fight for the full funding, and that's what we really wanted. We did not want to go down there without that recommendation, because then it's that much more difficult to get funding, although we were able to get the first million without that recommendation. But it's always easier if you have a recommendation to go down and then justify the additional funding from there.
And so the tech park area with the ready to build lots, where exactly would this be located?
This is located out on city property, and it's out on the same property where the sewer treatment facility is, so out east of town off of TW Road. I was asked by a local, I won't say his full name, but his name is Bob, about why are we competing with local businesses and local entities by building a tech park? There's Sunset Business Park is one example of a local privately built business park. We purposely designed this so that it was not the same. Our lot sizes are much larger, and we have the flexibility of combining even bigger lots to make even a bigger lot if needed.
So you're saying they would draw different businesses?
Exactly. And, so to say that we're competing, I guess if there was a business park that was built that had the same specs as this one, then I would say yes, we would be competing and probably should not do so. But that has not been done. So I think that means there isn't the appetite, and maybe they don't see the need. Well, we do. We did a study. We showed that there was a need. And so we're doing something that private industry hasn't seen the necessity to do. And therefore, we feel we're making something that is sellable. We feel that it meets an unmet need within the community that we felt needs to be filled. And so that's the reasoning behind this. We definitely are not wanting to compete with local business or local investors. But local investors, again, have not seen fit to do this. And so we're taking that, to use an analogy, the bull by the horns, and moving it forward.